Hi, is there any who I speak to regarding an upcoming local news event? Oh, okay, great. Calling from Big News Publicity, and there's a rally that's taking place tomorrow at the state capitol by the Satanic Temple. The Satanic Temple. S as in Sam. Great, thank you. And there you have it. And that was an ABC affiliate.
Why are you here today?
We're here to spread a message of goodwill and benevolence and open-mindedness and free expression.
What is your name?
That's not important.
It's a beautiful day here at the state capitol. Great day to be a Satanist. Great day to be a human being.
We honor Governor Rick Scott. Hail Satan, Rick. For providing us this opportunity to make the satanic cause clear and make our presence known. And I believe it, and I'm very excited about it.
A satanic temple fully supports Florida Governor Rick Scott, who has been pushing for prayer in public schools.
Jesus Christ became my savior at a very young age.
That's right. Satanists pushing for prayer and backing a Tea Party favorite.
We spoke to one of the Satanists today about why they support the law. Lucian Graves, and yes, that is the name the gentleman gave us, told us that the law would lead to, quote, a boom in religious diversity.
Basically, the argument being, you open the door to God, you open the door to Satan.
We're not what you think we are, and we're here to help people understand that about us and also about themselves.
What do you think of Rick Scott?
I think he's a great American.
You don't really believe that.
I do. And
is this a hoax?
No.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
It was awkward, it was messy, and it was awesome. It was national news. But more importantly, we realized that we were onto something.
And where did the name the Satanic Temple come from?
When I was looking at all the different satanic organizations that existed, the name wasn't taken.
The Rick Scott rally was a media stunt to show the hypocrisy of what Rick Scott was doing. And it required a spokesperson. I didn't want to do it.
He is the leader of the Satanic Temple, and we're going to be on the steps of the Capitol building.
Usually when I think of, like, a gaggle of satanic, you know, worshippers, I think of them wearing, like, the red hoods.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, the group color, and then leader color would be, like, black, gray, brown.
Oh, I like that.
When we first started, it was staged, and there was an actor involved. But very quickly, everything got real.
At the beginning, we didn't have the hubris to think that we could start a large global religious movement. when the Satanic Temple got started, I wanted to be sure that Satanism was properly represented. I very much felt that I was a Satanist, but there was no need to kind of publicly advertise that.
Lucian, are you excited?
Not yet.
Are you excited?
No.
Filled with angst. I wanted somebody else to be the face of this, but I found very quickly I didn't want somebody else to be the voice of this.
God and Satan work in mysterious ways, and we're not really sure, you know, how all this is going to manifest.
It became very clear that there was no amount of coaching I could give somebody who wasn't authentically attached to Satanism that would make them a credible interview subject on the topic. When it became my face and my voice, it needed to be everything I believed in and stood by, or it could not be at all. So that's when everything changed.
We will begin with Lucian. All right, Lucian. So is it like Lucian as in Lucifer? Is that why you're called that?
Sure, as you like.
As you like. I don't like. Is that your birth name?
No, it's not.
Okay. So, what is it that first drew you to the Satanic Temple?
Well, I helped co-found the Satanic Temple.
Why?
Why? Because it is an embodiment of my deeply held beliefs, and I think there's a distinct need for a counterbalance against the dominant religious privilege in America today.
What are the deeply held beliefs that drew you to the Satanic Temple?
Essentially, we view Satan as a symbolic embodiment of the ultimate rebel against tyranny.
Once you realize how the media is constructed, it becomes incredibly easy to manipulate.
Good evening to you at 6 o'clock. I'm Chip Scarborough. Well, the owner of a Meridian cemetery has already said he plans to pursue charges against members of New York's Satanic Temple, and now police are investigating the unusual ritual.
This you have to see to believe. A group of devil worshippers giving Westboro Baptist Church a run for their money.
God hates fags. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And God is not running out of room in hell.
How do you fuck with Fred Phelps? Well, you fuck with his mom.
A group from New York's Satanic Temple made the trip to Meridian to protest the Westboro Baptist Church. They performed a ritual they call Pink Mass on the grave of Katherine Johnston, the mother of Westboro founder Fred Phelps Jr. The ceremony involved two same-sex couples kissing over her grave. They then declared Katherine Johnston a lesbian in the afterlife.
One of the things that I wanted to play on is, you know, the Mormons have the belief that they can baptize the dead and do this post-mortem conversion. So I proposed that every time a same-sex couple kisses that she's pleasured in the afterlife, you know, which I took from It's a Wonderful Life, you know, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
And then developing, as these things do, into the obvious idea, which is putting your testicles on the tombstone of the founder's mother's grave. It's remarkable it hadn't happened before.
It is an unusual crime that we haven't come across, to my knowledge, in a while.
There was a desperate attempt to figure out what to charge us with. The headline read, police want to arrest, you know, Satanists who turned the dead gay.
Audi pregus meus, Satana blessed be.
Blasphemy isn't just directed at other people to offend them. Blasphemy is very much a declaration of personal independence. And I don't mind, of course, when people are offended.
It's a city known for its witch trials, but the newest neighbors on Bridge Street in Salem are Satanists. The religious and political organization choosing this spot for its international headquarters.
According to the Satanic Temple's website, the group is all about religious pluralism.
What we want to do is force people to evaluate their notions of the United States being a Christian nation. It's not. We're a secular nation. We are supposed to be a democratic, pluralistic nation. We are supposed to be a nation that doesn't allow the government to dictate what is appropriate religious expression.
The donors have to wait to find out whether those donations are tax deductible once there's a ruling. Early on, it was agreed that Lucian would be the spokesperson and that I would keep in the background.
Here's our humble offices. This is Malcolm's desk, and this is mine. Sorry about the mess. This is where we're going to have the shop. This is where people will be able to buy prints or t-shirts or whatever else we have on sale.
A lot of what we're doing is going to direct people's perception of what Satanism will be hereafter. But the Satanic Temple did not invent modern Satanism.
You see now the Reverend Anton Zandor LaVey, who is the founder and high priest of the First Church of Satan, who uses as somewhat of a credo this timeless quote, "Remember, evil backwards spells live." Somehow that never occurred to me.
The most interesting thing about Satanism is that people willingly choose to identify with an adversarial being.
What are you doing?
I'm giving a blessing to the audience.
I don't think they appreciate it. They were throwing it back.
This is the sign of the horns.
It's a founding aspect of Satanism that you troll people. That's your original troll, isn't it? Just to say to people, yeah, I'm a Satanist, and see what happens to people. I mean, they faint, or they get angry, or whatever happens, and then you move on from there.
Shalom Barash.
Shalom Barash.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Satan is simply a word that means the adversary, or the opposition, or the accuser. It doesn't necessarily mean evil or brutality or cruelty. It simply means the dissenter.
Well, I had a man come to me the other day, and he said that it was just terrible. When he joined the Satanic Church, he was masturbating just about every day. And now he's masturbating two and sometimes three times a day. He's very happy, much happier than he's ever been before.
That's an improvement.
I always get a lift when I come here. I suppose like other people do when they go to church, which I haven't done for many years now.
Before the Church of Satan, every time you had someone who was called a Satanist, that was because of attribution by other people.
Cover her face.
No!
With the mask of Satan.
But the Church of Satan is the watershed moment in the history of Satanism, because that's where the attribution of a satanic identity is not just something that some people do to others. It's something that people do to themselves. One of the differences between the early Church of Satan and the Satanic Temple, that the early Church of Satan was much more of a Rat Pack carnival. They were never political. Whereas the Satanic Temple is actually refining Satanism and making it into a new tool, a new weapon in the ongoing culture wars.
Those who challenge the state, oppose the theocratic stream of worlds on our morals and sexuality, our identity, and our nature.
Godless, free thinking, and a rebel, then you are a Satanist in the eyes of many in our community and society, and certainly by people in your government. whether you like it or not.
Before I decided that I was a Satanist, it was really the Bible that said this is what a Satanist is like. I attended church when I was a kid, and funny story is that I played Eve in a musical in middle school. The story of Adam and Eve is the story of Eve's original sin. Eve was very curious, as her nature was as a woman. The devil appeared in the form of a snake and offers the fruit of enlightenment. We are taught to fear that, but at the same time, it seems the most liberating because if we did not have that opportunity, we would have to be in total servitude without free choice. And ultimate servitude is slavery. Reframing it in the light of it being salvation is probably one of the greatest tricks ever played on humankind. Satanism is about embracing that satanic status rather than being controlled by it. After I learned about the Satanic Temple, I set up a time to meet with Lucian. Throughout the conversation, I realized that we have very similar ideas of what contemporary Satanism was evolving to be. The devil directly challenged God. So as a Satanist, I believe that directly confronting injustice and corrupt authority is an expression of one's satanic faith. I believe activism is a satanic practice. Traditionally, Satanists practice very privately, you know, closed doors, black candles, black metal music. But with the satanic philosophy being one where Satan represents rebellion against arbitrary authority, we believe it required a level of political participation.
We are Satanists. We are also Americans. We are just as powerful as those who work in this institution here. We do not seek followers. We are seeking collaborators. Individuals for a visionary satanic alliance. Leaders of the new American era.
I think that we need to go into the public sphere and announce ourselves without shame.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Satanic Temple was mostly an idea between a handful of people that had potential, and the problem was how do we engage more individuals and how do we make it, you know, take off.
It's one of the strangest stories to Royal Boston in recent memory. A satanic black mass was scheduled yesterday on Harvard's campus. Here to talk more about the black mass is Lucian Greaves. So Lucian, just for people...
Lucian and Malcolm had gotten permission to host a black mass in Boston. Boston's is pretty fucking Catholic. A black mass is a grotesque, deliberate perversion of a traditional Catholic mass. You know, quite vulgar. But then again, a mass is kind of vulgar, too, if you really think about it. I mean, you're drinking blood and eating flesh. I mean, that's just creepy.
They asked if I wanted to participate, so I flew out. And there was a lot of miscommunication in the beginning. But I did the work of getting a lot of people to show up. The punk scene was mobilized.
We thought this would be a small-scale event. A declaration of independence from superstition was what it was meant to be. But the Archdiocese in Boston insisted on seeing it another way.
Thousands. thousands of Catholics in a more than hour-long procession through the streets of Cambridge.
If someone was going to do a KKK reenactment or a minstrel show or something like that, I would hope the reaction would be outrage.
This is definitely an act of hatred, an act of bigotry directed towards the church and towards her faithful people.
We've actually got a little bit of a petition, if anybody watching would like to sign.
Nearly 60,000 names of people who objected to this hateful event.
There was a sense that we should just give up and cancel it. And I just remember feeling like this unexpected sense of justice and be like, no, we can't. I ended up standing on a table and saying, like, we aren't going to give in to this.
In just moments, near Harvard University, some very mean-spirited students will be exercising their First Amendment right by insulting Catholics, not just at Harvard, but around the globe. They're about to start a satanic mass, which they know is deeply offensive to Catholics. What do I think? Well, frankly, I think they're awful.
It was nuts. It was way more than we prepared for. And hours before we were supposed to go on, Harvard canceled it.
This event was, like, extremely chaotic, and there was no plan for who was communicating with the media, and, like, I kind of got thrown in front of a news camera.
A very productive conversation. It's just very disappointing.
We're looking for a change of venue right now. We still have our participants, and we haven't quite worked it out yet.
Now, apparently, you've got this sort of moving black mass. Where do you think they're going? Are they, like, going undercover or underground? I mean, it's sort of interesting because we've been chasing them for the last 90 minutes.
Well, hopefully they're going away. That's where they're going.
Some Chinese restaurant with a comedy club up top of it, just off campus, agreed to host the black mass.
The black mass featuring four individuals in hoods, one man in a white suit, a cape, and a horn mask, and a woman revealed to be wearing only lingerie. No word on whether they shared a scorpion bowl after.
We were all slightly broken the next day. And I remember just, like, I had this just wave of just this core of, like, sadness. I felt guilty. I felt just, what did I do? And then it just occurred to me, this is the Catholic Church of Boston, which covered up decades of child rape, moved priests around, covered it up, let them continue their raping and child abuse, and then had the gall to say what we're doing was sinful? I mean, fuck them. And that was the moment that I really became a Satanist.
Let's shift gears a little bit. Tell me about Oklahoma.
Okay, so Oklahoma had a Ten Commandments monument on government property. In my view, it's clearly making a religious statement by doing that. And the Satanic Temple says, if you're going to put your giant piece of marble that says Christianity, 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 then you also need to put up our gigantic monument to Satanism.
Just imagine it, a statue of Satan right here next to the Ten Commandments at the state capitol.
The statue will be a symbol of Satan as a goat.
I want to show you what this is going to look like. Take a look here. It's a 7-foot-tall, goat-headed demon sitting on a throne with two children next to it.
It also offers a lap that visitors can come to sit on, have their picture taken with.
They submitted designs, and they hope construction will start soon.
If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. This is not something that can be easily ripped down. Like, we're going to do this in bronze. We're going to make something beautiful. We're going to make something permanent. So we decided to raise money to make a gigantic satanic statue. And I have a friend who studied traditional sculpting. So I called him up, told him the deal. He said, are you serious? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, I'm going to clear the next 6 months of my schedule.
There's a call comes ringing over the restless waves. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light.
Send the light,
the blessed gospel light. Let it shine,
let it shine.
Short, short,
short.
Send the light. Gospel light, let it shine,
let it shine
forevermore.
envisioning, you know, goat head, I mean, everything you associate with Satanism. Lucian became involved at that point and kind of codified it into an actual Baphomet.
The Baphomet image was taken from a 19th century drawing of the Sabbatic goat.
I originally wanted bat wings, but a Baphomet does not have bat wings. It has angel wings. We decided that Iggy Pop would be the torso. And a real Baphomet traditionally has breasts, but because we wanted to get this in front of the state capitol, we were worried that the breasts would hinder us from doing that. One of the things that I insisted upon was having two children looking up.
Having little kids around it, that's just ridiculous.
Are we making a mockery of everything with regard to Christianity in this society?
You may not like the Satanists. Guess what? That doesn't matter.
Do you?
Everybody is equal.
Do you?
I don't care. All religions are the same.
So you think it's perfectly fine to put a satanic whatever message they're going to have up there? How crazy is this?
Satanist. I mean, what? You believe in an invisible man in the sky, too. You call him Satan, you call him God.
Whatever it is I believe in.
I had followed the Satanic Temple in the news when they had announced that they were making the Baphomet statue. I thought it was genuinely inspired.
I thought it was hilarious.
And I was completely astounded.
These guys are super cool. These are my people.
This is the best thing I've ever seen. I was like, holy shit.
I want to be a part of this.
I think I donated $25. And then I wrote them and said, if you're ever in LA and you need some help, hit me up.
I think you're an incredible organization and I would really like to be involved.
From a constitutional law perspective, I'm really interested in the Satanic Temple because it is basically making these public bodies confront the real implications of their decisions to allow religion into the public square.
The government can't say you're a good religion, you're a bad religion.
That's why you should not have religious artifacts on public property.
They should be able to put the statue up, and then they should be shot right next to it, and then we take it down.
So violence is a way of dealing with it.
Yes.
You're advocating violence against people with
the Baphomet monument is far more than simply some middle finger to the evangelical right. Really, we were giving the Oklahoma government a civics lesson.
It must be removed. That is the order on the Ten Commandments monument outside the state capitol in a 7-2 vote by the Oklahoma Supreme Court.
Well, a group of Satanists is tonight claiming victory. Are you still pushing to have the goat with the horns and so on put up on the state capitol grounds?
No, we don't want our monument there without the Ten Commandments there. The point all along was that it would complement and contrast the Ten Commandments and reaffirm that we live in a pluralistic nation that respects diversity and religious liberty.
I joined this group because I saw the TST website, and it was something that spoke to me.
I was born Muslim, and I became an atheist. And then I felt that's not enough.
Thank you.
When people wanted to start identifying with the Satanic Temple, there was no turning back on that.
People would write us messages and were wanting to get involved. So we decided to allow people to apply to run a chapter in their own city. I decided to launch a chapter in Detroit. The response was incredible. It was huge. I don't know if I was surprised that people wanted to get involved. I was surprised at how many people wanted to get involved.
All right, friends, thanks for coming. I want to tell you guys to start with that we have three people that we want to make new members today. Nick and Dell and Aaron.
We have a lot of work to do, and I think Christian privilege is a huge problem in our country because it dictates our laws, it dictates everything we do, what bathroom I can use in some states.
I've just always been an extremely curious person.
And I used to spend a lot of time at the bookstore alone because I was a huge loser.
Because I don't like to be involved in groups.
I'm not a very social person. Most of my interactions are online.
It wasn't until I took that step to try to meet these people that's where it really all came together. And I was terrified that I was just going to meet a bunch of people that were like, all right, so we're going to meet up at the church, we'll hand out spray paint cans, and we'll kick over some graves. And everyone was amazing.
I came from a very, like, conservatively religious background.
I was very much a devout Christian growing up. You could almost say a zealot.
I've taught Bible school in our church. I've taught Sunday school in our church. And at the age of 13, I was called to be a deacon.
The day that I graduated confirmation, you know, we're sitting in church and, you know, we're supposed to feel the Holy Spirit come in. And I'm just like, okay.
When I was in sixth grade, we went on a field trip to see the film Gandhi. The next day, our history teacher said, you realize that in spite of all these great things that he did for his countrymen and everything like that, because he wasn't a Christian, he went to hell. And I'm like, really? This guy almost invented the idea of nonviolent protest, but he's not a Christian, so he went to hell. I'm like, is that the moral to this story? Really? I call bullshit!
This thing inside me was just like, I want to be the opposite of what these people are. That's when I started, like, looking for Satan anywhere.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan!
Damn right it is.
If I can get...
When I became a member of the Satanic Temple, when I fully embraced who I was as a Satanist, it was my coming home.
This is crazy. Isn't this crazy? It's been weird. We all, like, came from all over the place.
It's not just Facebook.
Invoking Satan is invoking the struggle for justice and equality for everyone.
Invoking Satan is the firm denial that only one point of view is correct. A willingness to fight for all points of view in accordance with reason is imperative.
Invoking Satan is to reach out without reservation and eat from the tree of knowledge rather than be subjected to the whims of blind faith.
We will no longer choose apathy over action and perpetuate our own oppression.
Ave Satanas!
Satanism is looking out for the other, because we are the other.
Welcome, fellow Satanists. In 3 years, we have gone from 3 people to 50,000.
As we bring this satanic revolution to the world, we do indeed invoke Satan. And all that he means to us, join us in reciting, Ave Satanas! Hail Satan! Ave Satanas!
Ave Satanas!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
I was just a member, a card-carrying member, and I wanted to get more involved, but I had no real aspirations to be, you know, I don't know, I just wanted to do something. In Capital Phoenix, there were these invocations or prayers before city council meetings.
So please, if you can, stand for the invocation.
It's usually 100% Christian, and then every now and then they'll throw another group in and celebrate how diverse they are.
I was a nobody. I was kind of like, you know, just in this organization as a bystander commenting and supporting online. And then I was very interested in helping out in whatever capacity that I could.
Michelle was a radio personality at the time. I was an attorney. And the first thing we did was we wrote an email to the city clerk in Phoenix and said, hey, we see you have this invocation program on a rotating basis. We'd like to be on that list. We got a response email that said, okay, here's your date.
A lot of people talking about the Satanic Temple in Tucson set to give an invocation at the Phoenix City Council meeting coming up next month.
Let us demand that individuals be judged for their concrete actions.
That is just part of the prayer that members of the Satanic Temple plan to read at the Phoenix City Council meeting.
people that were interviewing us were bringing holy water with them. It was complete insanity, and there came a point where Michelle and I were like, what have we done?
You wouldn't let ISIS come in and give a prayer at the city of Phoenix.
Are you comparing these guys to ISIS?
Well, ISIS is evil. What is Satan?
I'd like to make a motion to change the practice relating to invocations, and those chosen to give the invocation be residents of the city of Phoenix.
That's okay to do that. That's constitutional to change it. But what we couldn't do is apply it retroactively in this case. That would be an unconstitutional suppression of a minority religious viewpoint, which is in contravention of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution.
We knew that there were going to be meetings, but we decided that it's probably dangerous for us to go. I mean, people were threatening to murder us. People were threatening to shoot us on the way up the steps. And it wasn't worth it, and it was streaming live, so we watched in horror.
We cannot stand by while a hate group stands up and gives your invocation.
It's our goal to shut down their agenda, which is to bring death and destruction over Phoenix.
We take a pledge of allegiance. It's one nation under God. That's not out there by mistake.
How many people actually have a dollar bill or a piece of money in their wallet or their pocket? I do believe it says, in God we trust.
So are we invoking still the blessings of God on our state and our city? Are we invoking the curses of the deity spoken of that they serve as Satan?
There are too many curses on our land, and we don't need another curse.
Do we want God in this room, or don't we?
Don't mock God.
We want to lift up the name of Jesus. There is no other name in heaven on earth whereby a man must be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. Let's get that straight. Make no mistake about it. Jesus is the way.
Please, as briefly as possible, we have a lot of cards to get through.
In a matter of 1 week, a decades-old tradition of public prayer before the City of Phoenix Council meetings was history. In its place, a moment of silent public prayer.
It's kind of shocking that they would do away with a 60-year tradition for something that was so harmless.
The more hate that was thrown at us, the more important this seemed. Because it seemed like such a deeper issue than a two-minute speech. Where I'm like, is this how everyone that's different is treated? And, you know, it's not something that I'd faced in my own life. For me to get this from my religion, a minority religion, it was pretty eye-opening. And that's what made me realize how absolutely important this is.
The bill today allowing a monument of the Ten Commandments to be placed at the state capitol was filed by Senator Jason Raper.
State Senator Jason Raper says the monument isn't meant to be a religious statement, rather a testament to what he calls the historical moral foundation of law.
These references are woven into the fabric of our society.
We're one nation under God. Our national motto is In God We Trust. It's time in our country to remind ourselves of really those things that were important to us, that were universal to us.
Senator Raper, you know, again,
I am a tax-paying member of the state of Arkansas, and those are my Capitol grounds, and I don't want that there. I was a zesty little atheist, and I happened to go to the American Atheist Rally in Memphis. One of the presenters is a gentleman named Lucian Greaves.
You may be aware of our monument campaign in Oklahoma.
He proceeds to give an entire presentation of how they took a Ten Commandments monument down in Oklahoma. And my immediate thought was, I've got to talk to this guy.
Our Lady of Victory,
pray for us.
Well, monuments to both the Ten Commandments and Satan could soon find a home on the grounds near the Arkansas State Capitol. Today, the subcommittee of the Capitol Arts and Grounds Commission held meetings to review the proposed monuments.
The American History and Heritage Foundation wants a Ten Commandments monument, and the Satanic Temple wants a Statue of Baphomet.
A pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
and Mr. Lucian Graves was here. Did I pronounce that Graves or
Greaves?
Greaves. I apologize. We'll get that right too. But they have proposed to place a statue of Baphomet on the Capitol grounds.
Here's a more recent picture of our monument. It stands at 8 feet 6 inches in height, a width at the base of the throne of 37 1/4 inches. From the back of the throne to the front, it's 46 1/2 inches. And the widest point is at the tips of the wings, which is 55 1/2 inches in width. If you have any questions.
What are you memorializing, or what is your monument to?
Well, we think that our monument commemorates what makes America great, and in our case, we believe that that's religious liberty.
And you mentioned earlier that if the Ten Commandments monument doesn't go up, then you would withdraw this request.
Correct. What we're trying to avoid is the appearance of one religious viewpoint apparently co-opting the power and the authority of a government institution. We feel that that is unconstitutional, and just as none of the Ten Commandments are cited within the Constitution or in any of your state laws, the principle of this kind of religious equality and government viewpoint neutrality is enshrined in the Constitution.
American jurisprudence based a lot of our initial laws on the Ten Commandments. You will find this in the writings of our founding fathers.
For most historians, the question, was America founded as a Christian nation, is fairly straightforward to answer. The record seems quite clear that we were not. You can look at the U.S. Constitution.
And when George Washington signed that document, he laid the foundation for our great democracy.
Gee, that's wonderful.
The only mentions of religion or God in the Constitution, in fact, are ones that keep a religion away from the state. And if you look at the 1950s, you can see a lot of the trappings that Americans point to today as proof that their nation is a Christian nation were invented.
Many people say, well, what is hell? Hell is separation.
We see in the 1950s the origins of what we might term an evangelical lobby.
Jesus demanded repentance.
Billy Graham tells Americans that communism is directed by Satan.
We thought we could get along without God. We thought we could get along without our moral standard. We thought we could get along without the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount. And we're beginning to wake up to the fact that we can't. Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. Repent!
The country's just learned that the Soviet Union has the atomic bomb, and he warns them that Armageddon is coming. Unless the nation rediscovers its religious roots, it'll be destroyed. As America went to war with the godless communists of the Soviet Union, Americans discovered God themselves. And so this is a remarkable moment when the nation really does start to think of itself as Christian. In just the span of a few years, Under God is added to the Pledge of Allegiance, and God We Trust is placed on paper currency and becomes the nation's motto. For most Americans, these ceremonies and slogans mattered more than anything that was literally written in the Constitution, because they were the things they said day in and day out. Their kids said the pledge. They saw it on their money. It was all over their world. It really becomes an integral part of who Americans think they are.
We are what we believe.
Victory today for the placement of a satanic monument on state capitol grounds.
That's right. This proposal is deemed sufficient by the Capitol Arts and Grounds Commission, but now comes the hurdle of getting the statue approved by the legislature.
It will be a very cold, cold day in the pits of hell before you'll ever see a statue from the Satanic Temple or some other group like that at the Arkansas Capitol.
For Greaves, it's a monumental task ahead, stirring up what could be a controversy of biblical proportions on the Arkansas State Capitol grounds.
Do you think that most people think you're kidding, or that most people think you're evil?
You know, it's really interesting because people who don't understand the value and concepts of Satanism are so ingrained in this Judeo-Christian concept of good and evil. Of course, why would anybody claim to embrace evil? But we're not doing that.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The bagpipes have just started playing once again. This is all happening because the newly formed after-school Satan Club is holding an open house.
Organizers say the after-school Satan Club is designed to counter after-school Christian clubs holding meetings inside public schools.
The Satanic Temple says that the club is meant to broaden the mindset of students through critical thinking skills.
You know, I understand you guys don't want to follow the status quo of religion. That's fine. What you guys do in your own time is your own business. Mm-hmm. If you really just want to help the community, then go help the community.
We can help the community as Satanists.
How are you guys going to help the community as Satanists?
We have been around the country. We are providing an alternative viewpoint, opportunity for kids to have an understanding that there is different ways of looking at the world.
That's fine. You're not their parents. Why don't you go do this at your kids' school?
Please.
You guys are horrible people. You have scared an entire school district. You have frightened an entire community. I hope that falls in line with your guys of enlightenment and prosperity.
Hey, watch your language with the kids.
This is why you asked me how many of the dead.
Well,
I'm
good.
I was going to say.
When people ask what kind of child would want to be involved in a club like this, the answer is, I was that kind of child.
Devil worship, exposing Satan's underground.
Whether a Satan exists is a matter of belief, but we are certain that Satanism exists. To some, it's a religion. To others, it's the practice of evil in the devil's name. It exists, and it's flourishing.
You can't really fully understand the Satanic Temple if you don't understand the Satanic Panic of the 1980s and 90s. The United States was caught up by anti-Satanist hysterics.
Baby killings, ritualistic rape, cannibalism.
I was a young child seeing these claims about satanic cults, the criminal network abusing babies and driving children to Satanism.
Unsuspecting young people are drawn to the occult by seemingly harmless pleasures. They start by participating in fantasy role-playing games like Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, you enter a very small room, and there's a large black coffin right in the center. The gate's shut behind you.
As a kid in the 80s, I loved Dungeons and Dragons. And I played Dungeons and Dragons constantly, and several of my friends' mothers forbade them from hanging out with me. That was like, you know, my childhood brush with the Satanic Panic.
Millions enjoy D&D, as the game is called, but we don't really know how many find unsuspected dragons in their psychic dungeons. How, then, do we deal with our demons?
And then I was a young teenage metalhead. I loved heavy metal and Dungeons and Dragons, which meant that there was, like, a social campaign against everything I loved.
When one or more of these warning signs are evident, you should look further for ritual items such as a pentagram or other satanic symbols. Experts advise you contact your local law enforcement agency at once.
The church called it satanic, and, you know, I didn't mind antagonizing them, so I just embraced some of these symbols and ideas. You know, but it really was, is like, these were the things that made my life great. D&D was awesome. Play D&D all night. Whole weekends, whole weeks at a time, sometimes, when I could, you know. And then, you know, heavy metal shows is what my life was built around in my teens.
Chris Edmonds is a Detroit disc jockey whose specialty is finding secret recorded messages by playing music in reverse.
A lot of people hear the phrase, "My sweet Satan."
My sweet Satan.
My sweet Satan.
With Dungeons and Dragons and heavy metal music, parents were like, well, those are
the doorways to the devil. And it's like, in hindsight, it's like, oh, yeah, maybe you're right.
You'll note on our model the pentagram on the right and the left side of the upper chest.
Today, people laugh about the moral panic surrounding things like Dungeons and Dragons or backwards masking in music. But the fact of the matter is, the satanic panic ruined people's lives.
Do you worship Satan in any fashion?
Pardon me?
Do you worship Satan in any fashion?
Not at all.
People who got accused of satanic crimes were not Satanists and innocent.
The thing that I think is really remarkable and that everyone has to pay attention to is that the satanic panic fantasies were being indulged by Christians.
A Pennsylvania grand jury report released last month found more than 300 Catholic priests sexually abused more than 1,000 children since 1947.
The satanic panic, we now know, in an entirely verified and publicly known way, was projection. They were doing it. I was playing D&D.
I came to see that these cults themselves never actually existed, that the real evil was in the witch hunt itself.
I know not that she be a witch.
No, 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 you have the wrong woman.
In just a few minutes' time, the trial of Bishop accused of witchcraft. Make it on your own, deliver us from evil.
Unlike the Salem witch trials, where there was some degree of introspection afterwards, there was even an apology from one of the judges, there was a general recognition that something had gone wrong and things needed to change. No such thing happened with the satanic panic. And so I feel like this is very much our fight, forwarding what it actually means to be a Satanist and not allowing witch hunters to define that for us.
In the coming months, you will not only hear, but feel our actions. We will spread our message of compassion and empathy. We will clean up streets, work to protect women's health choices free of harassment, and defend children from corporal punishment. You have been warned.
The Satanic Temple of West Florida is collecting socks
to help bring dry socks to local homeless people.
It doesn't matter about the name or where it's coming from, as long as, you know, they're doing what they can.
Ah, we have donations.
Menstruate with Satan is a charity campaign that focuses on collecting menstrual products, tampons, pads, to distribute these to local shelters in our area.
The Seattle chapter of the Satanic Temple did a blood drive, which was really pretty fun.
For drivers along the I-10 near Casa Grande, the Satanic Temple of Arizona has now adopted a 2-mile stretch of roadway.
They even use pitchforks to pick up trash. Yes, pitchforks. This is a group who just wants people to know they exist, they're friendly, and they also hate litter.
As of yesterday, Seabright State Beach was officially adopted by the Santa Cruz chapter of the Satanic Temple. The Satanic Temple will serve as the caretaker for it, constantly helping keep it clean for the next year.
In order to help manage the expansive growth that we were experiencing, we decided to start the National Council.
We've become pretty much the de facto governing body of TST. We work directly as a point of contact with the chapter heads of the chapter to address any concerns, to help them develop ideas, and to make sure that they're on the right track in terms of what the overall mission of TST is.
That's our overarching thing to do as part of the National Council, is to work with the chapters.
Yeah, Kim, do you think that that's a reasonable pivot? Like, God, I'm using corporate buzzwords.
We just want to be conscientious about that because we want to do as much good as we possibly can. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I initially imagined that the Satanic Temple would have no central authority, but at this point, we're very keen to make sure chapters don't put out the wrong message.
there is a prescribed set of rules about how you are supposed to protest. You go to your local politician and you register to hold a rally that is approved by the city council. But I feel very strongly that you can't dismantle corrupt systems of power while functioning within them. We don't have money, we don't have power, we have relatively little voice. When we go and we do a political action, it's more than just a protest. To us, it is the celebration of our satanic spirit. It's a ritual in and of itself. In much of our ritual practice, we are taking traditional symbols of what we see as an oppressive religious institution and destroying those symbols as a form of empowerment. We often use nudity because there is a sense of shame surrounding nudity that still exists and is pervasive today. If I can, I'd like to use bodies of men. I'm very interested in staying away from the fetishization of the beautiful female body. We have used wine in the past, the idea of like kind of choking on wine, because the church uses wine as a metaphor for the blood of Christ, but we see it as a form of oppression and control. If there's anything that anti-choice protesters have been good at, it's the spectacle. We wanted to create a context where we can start to understand that people who are protesting outside of clinics are doing something that's somewhat perverse and disturbing. So anyways, that was where our starting point was, how do we do this? How do we match them? And then it was a lot of brainstorming and spitballing and conversation until somebody made a joke about how they fetishize the fetus, how it becomes this kind of object that is revered in a way that seems somewhat unnatural. And, you know, we landed on fetish babies, adult babies. We're talking about the abstraction and fetishization of the fetal image as one that speaks and diminishes women's power and voice. A lot of people look at performance art and are a little bit confused by it, but that's exactly how we feel when we see these people in front of clinics.
Pray for us.
What the heck just happened? Why are they doing this?
No, I have no idea.
All right.
They're worshiping Lucifer. I mean, they're Satanists.
I don't know much about Satanism. What is it? Is it the worship of Satan?
No, we're actually non-theistic, and modern Satanism has been recognized as non-theistic for some time now.
So the word Satanist has nothing to do with Satan. Like, if somebody wants to worship a pickle jar full of sand... What did you say? A pickle jar full of sand. A pickle jar full of sand. That's what it sounds like. That's exactly what it sounds like.
If you don't believe in the devil, why call yourself a Satanist?
It's called Satanism because there's nothing else to call it. This wasn't pulled out of a hat. This wasn't something that was made up just to screw with people. This is a socio-political countermyth.
The reason I'm pressing you on this is because I sort of know a fake media story when I see one, and the whole Satanism thing seems like that.
Who calls me from out of the pit?
The most important thing about modern Satanism, in my opinion, is that it has a lot of symbolic impact on a global level.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! No!
I mean, everybody knows Satan. He's as famous as Santa Claus or the Grey Aliens.
I am a part of you all.
In the literary concept, John Milton wrote that Satan was derived from heaven. He was ousted for not stepping in line like the rest of us, and now we fight back.
In the name of Jesus, believe. You're not wanted here. You're not wanted here. Out! Get out, devil!
When I tell people that I don't actually believe in a literal Satan, they're almost disappointed and upset. They don't like the idea that we've taken a religion's villain and made him sort of our champion for rebellion.
What it's preaching is evil. Yeah. It's preaching against Christianity. It's anti-Christian.
To say that a Satanist is anti-Christian is, again, a half-truth. They are anti-Christian in the sense that they are post-Christian. They have actually left Christianity. They are taking Satan with them.
I like the story of, like, Abraham is going to kill his son, and Satan comes over. He's like, hey, don't do this. And on one side, it's everyone goes, well, that's him tempting Abraham. And you go, on the other side, it's him going like, hey, asshole, don't kill your kid. Satan didn't sit on his ass and just watch that happen. He got up and did something. Jesus walked into the desert with no food, right? If Satan comes to him and he tempts him with water and food. He's starving in the desert. Like, hey, dude, don't do this. Have some water. Like, you're fine.
Shouldn't they just call themselves atheists if they don't believe in anything supernatural, a supernatural being?
Being an atheist is boring. There's no community. There's no iconography. There's no history. There's no code of conduct or ethics. There's no tenets. It's just defining what you're not. And with modern Satanism, you can define what you are.
I mean, we've defined Satanism for the Satanic Temple with our seven tenets.
One should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason.
The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions.
One's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone.
The freedom of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego your own.
This is my favorite one. Beliefs should conform to our best scientific understanding of the world. We should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit our beliefs.
People are fallible. If we make a mistake, we should do our best to rectify it and resolve any harm that may have been caused.
Every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word.
I am very surprised to find myself part of an actual religion.
I wholeheartedly agree with the seven tenets of the Satanic Temple. I believe they far outweigh the Ten Commandments in terms of morality and best case practices to live your life. And why can't that be a religion? Why can't me following a code of ethics, having fellowship with brethren, why can't that be a religion?
I'm recording.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in to get an update on the Arkansas Ten Commandments monument.
In Little Rock, while the Ten Commandments continue to be watered throughout the morning, they stand tall in their new home.
Take a look. This is exactly where it sits right now. It was installed on the back side of the Capitol building this morning.
And I want to say thank you to everyone who has contributed to erect this monument.
This is absolutely a declaration of faith, and this monument will almost certainly come down.
When our first Ten Commandments came up, she had a short life. She lasted about 24 hours before a fervent believer in the separation of church and state took her down with his car.
Freedom!
I wake up and I'm like, oh my God.
Get this. Police say around 4:45 in the morning local time, a 32-year-old man rammed his vehicle straight into that monument.
This man drove his vehicle into the statue, streamed it all on Facebook. He's now facing charges.
I felt a huge pressure come over me and I heard inside, destroy it tonight.
He says he's a Christian who supports the Ten Commandments, but not when they're replicated on state capitol grounds.
This was not a good thing in my eyes or in the Satanic Temple's eyes, because we wanted this to come down the correct way and not this way. And of course, this did nothing but help Rapert's cause.
We have to take a stand for civility in this country. All of this radical talk from the Satanic Temple that would cause unstable people to get out and carry out these acts, what culpability do they have?
Do you think there would be this hatred and controversy over the monument had you not erected the controversial monument?
I don't even know how to quite respond to that question. You see, you got to understand the kind of people you're dealing with here. The man that claims to be the head of the Satanic Temple, this guy runs around the country using the name Lucian Greaves. It's not even his real name. Fake names, fake arguments, coming into Arkansas to take advantage of gullible people.
The leader of the Satanic Temple, he's using a fake name. His name is actually Doug Messner.
My name isn't Douglas Messner either. I have double layered pseudonyms.
The Ten Commandments monument will be back up. The law will be fulfilled.
There are a lot of Ten Commandments monuments of the same exact sort in many places all over the United States, which were put up around the same time because they were distributed by Paramount Pictures in connection with the Ten Commandments movie.
Wait, what? Paramount Pictures?
The story is that Cecil B. DeMille was involved in making these Ten Commandments in connection with the film and then donating them to governments around the country, and that's the story.
To promote a movie?
It's connected to the promotion of a movie.
That's crazy!
The Ten Commandments monuments are designed to look like the stone tablets that are carried down by Heston in the movie. The stars from the film, they're spreading them all across the country. And it becomes much more present in the everyday life of Americans where it hadn't been before.
The Ten Commandments need no interpretation. Like all good law, they are simple and basic and immutable.
Donations are pouring in to replace the Ten Commandments monument, including the maker of a film made at the state capitol. The people behind God's Not Dead pledged to donate $25,000 to rebuild the monument.
PureFlix is a Christian film production company that made the flick God's Not Dead 2 here at our state capitol.
People seem to forget that the most basic human right of all is the right to know Jesus.
Melissa Joan Hart was here.
I am not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus.
This was a real movie here in Little Rock, Arkansas. And so the conservative Christian base in this town, it was all about the fact that they were helping Senator Rapert and his godly mission.
Most of our viewers are born-again believers, they're Christians, and they applaud the Ten Commandments monument on the state capitol. It's never happened before.
The church in America has been silent for too long. The Satanic Temple, as much as they posture and much as they holler at the state of Arkansas, they cannot force a monument of Baphomet on our Capitol grounds.
Nothing would make me happier than to see Baphomet on our Capitol grounds. I would love to see Baphomet. I would love to see the Hindus, the Buddhists, everyone have their fair piece of the lawn out there, their piece of the grass. When I look at Baphomet, I see the voice of the marginalized, the voice of the hated, the voice of the misunderstood, the voice of the folks who don't agree mindlessly with what the majority is telling them.
You know, I'm an ordained minister before I got into politics as well. And I want to say on this, what this nation needs is an overflowing of the anointing of God.
We will not live by your commandments. We're free.
Those who will not live by the law shall die by the law.
I think we can all come together and have a reconciliation and all coexist.
I would love to see the Baphomet standing next to a Ten Commandments monument to represent religious pluralism, one of the greatest features of the American experiment. It's probably never going to happen.
You guys have a definitive spot on the ground where you theoretically put Baphomet?
I actually chose a couple spots I thought would be nice for it, and they said, well, how about this spot? They kind of wanted me to take.
So is that something that
the most easily run into by a truck from the road?
If Baphomet is struck down in the legislature, do you guys sue?
We're trying to do this within the system because that's the best way to challenge the system, is to kind of use their laws and the system they've created against them.
Satanists sue Missouri.
Abortion rights were the focus today in the Missouri Supreme Court.
Current Missouri law requires a woman be given an informational booklet on abortion.
Paperwork that said life starts at conception. Mary Doe is suing Missouri Governor Eric Greitens.
I think that if we're being sued by the Satanic Temple, we got to be doing something right. We're doing something right here in the state of Missouri. Thank you. Thank you. This lawsuit by the Satanic Temple on behalf of one of its members is like the Hobby Lobby case.
The evangelical Christian owners of Hobby Lobby craft stores challenged Obamacare that requires for-profit companies to provide comprehensive birth control coverage, saying it violated their religious beliefs.
Given the court's ruling in favor of Hobby Lobby, Satanic Temple has some sincerely held religious beliefs of its own. The Satanists believe that, quote, the body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone. And they say they strive to make all decisions regarding personal health based on the best scientific understanding of the world.
It's brilliant, right? Because one of the things the Supreme Court said in its Hobby Lobby decision is we can't question people's religious beliefs. If they say it violates their religious beliefs, so be it. She should be exempted from that law.
Ready to proceed on the first case.
Good morning.
Good morning.
May it please the court. It's appalling that the state of Missouri legislates into law that a human life comes into existence at conception. And if
what creates the presumption that the statute that says life begins at conception is solely based on a religious tenet?
There is no scientific basis for it. It's just a proposition. It's like saying Jesus rose from the dead. You can believe that, but you would be appalled if the Missouri legislature legislated that into law.
The thing is, I know if we talk with our lawyer, he's going to say, like, no, people just don't understand what this really means.
Lawsuits move so slow. I mean, nothing's been resolved, you know, nothing's happened, and it's a massive legal bill, and there's really nothing so far to show for it. We're paying for it through just the regular donations we receive in proceeds from merchandise sales. It broke the $100,000 mark some time ago, and I'm not sure how far it's exceeded that by now. It just hurts my feelings to look at it.
There's no doubt that this is my life's work, and I don't want the Satanic Temple to be known for me. But the success or failure of the Satanic Temple has always been, either my vindication or failure.
As the Satanic Temple developed, we would hear less and less from Jex. And Detroit became a bit of a mystery even to us, in terms of what was going on with the chapter, which was under her control.
After centuries of biblical patriarchal dominance, the annihilation of native and diverse cultures, the propagation of racism and homophobia, we owe our oppressors. We owe them hostility, inextinguishable justice, and uncompromising destruction. We outnumber them. We possess the fortitude to bring down powerful men and dismantle racist systems. Their existence is only made possible by our own inaction. They have given us just enough to have something to lose. They have built a system that grinds us down, and they tell us to swallow our grief and our rage in the name of respectability, that obedience is patriotism. There is no model for moving forward. We are the model. Who taught you how to protest? Who taught you how to get mad? Who taught you how to speak up? Because we are going to disrupt, distort, destroy, and reclaim, resist, and rebuild. We are going to storm press conferences, kidnap an executive, release snakes in the governor's mansion, execute the president.
How do I put this? Let me think. She called for Donald Trump to be killed. That's obviously problematic because we are a completely nonviolent organization, and that's completely against our ethics. It was glaringly obvious that Jex, being the wild card that she is, wasn't really going to fit in the organization anymore. So Jex Blackmore is no longer part of the temple at this point.
I called her ultimately, but that was a National Council discussion. She said what she said, and we just couldn't have a double standard for anybody.
I don't want to go off on camera right here about the injustice of that in many different ways, but yeah, it's been a lot. I have to say it does feel a little bit satisfying to be, you know, fired from the Satanic Temple for being too extreme.
There is a great fear that we are going to do something that is so offensive that it's going to somehow discredit our work. I mean, we're a satanic organization. There's like this fear of our legal system that is part of what I'm fighting against. And part of what I think is important for us to be liberated from.
I love Jex. I worked with her from the beginning. It's really quite sad. But, you know, as we cohere this organizational structure, we have to have a kind of uniform set of rules. We lose some things and we gain some things from that, I guess.
The reality is the Satanic Temple has become formalized in a way that is much more a traditional institution. I fear that that special space that was created for people is gone.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, I assume they need to drill?
Yeah. They set the base and there's the monument on top of that.
Hey, good morning, guys. We are here at the state capitol. In just a few hours, we are expected to see the Ten Commandments monument back up.
So Article 2, Section 24 of the Arkansas State Constitution says that there shall never be any preference given by law to an establishment of religion, a denomination, or... Yeah,
your head's cut off. It's awesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, the point is when a senator tries to take ownership of your religion, give it over to the government, any Christian should be offended.
Stu.
I honestly think Rayford's going to have to change course and openly acknowledge the religious meaning of the monument. Did you see Rayford's recent interview?
I did. I saw it.
Wake up, America. Wake up, church. Wake up, Christians. It's about time in the United States of America as a Christian nation we get back to upholding what we believe in. This is a Christian nation.
I can't see how they could possibly get around this stuff. This is a violation, and they just completely ignored it. You know, once the thing is going, we'll file.
I'm just really hard-pressed to come up with a way in which we could lose this case.
We want to put up monuments in every state, every county, every city, and every town, and every organization that wants one. We're going to help you do that.
Why are there Ten Commandments monuments bills simultaneously in multiple states? Why are there abortion restriction bills, anti-LGBT bills, simultaneously across different states? Clearly there's a concerted effort, and that's not religious liberty, that's Christian supremacy. I put a spell on you. You're mine. I can't stand the things that you do. No, 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 I'm lying. No, I don't care, you don't want me. Cause I'm yours. I mean, we have to push this back because what they're looking for is essentially some kind of Christian Sharia law, their version of it, where legislation and their view of morals is implemented by a church that a lot of us aren't a part of. And we just can't let that happen.
The Satanic Temple will hold a rally at the Arkansas State Capitol Thursday, August 16th. The centerpiece of the rally will be a satanic statue of Baphomet.
The Satanic Temple says the organization is being discriminated against because the state will not install a satanic monument on the Capitol grounds. ¶¶
I'm Shiva. I'm the director of national events for TST, and I thought we could start by going around the room.
I'm from right here in Little Rock, and I am tickled pink that all of you are here in our fair city. Tomorrow's gonna be fun.
I'm from El Paso, Texas. I'm with Frontera Satanica.
I'm one of the co-founders of Satanic Arkansas, and we are super stoked that you guys are here.
I'm Lance for Longinus. I'm head of the San Marcos chapter.
I was the head of the San Antonio chapter, and the devil's work is never done.
I'm Jeremy, Skull Crusher for using pseudonyms.
And I am the monster from Atlanta. And I'm just here to support something that's very important to me.
Glad to be here. Fucking hail Satan.
Are you excited?
No.
They're going to have, I guess, a 9-foot-tall statue of Satan. Well, we came here today in order to negate that.
Oh, hot dog.
God bless you.
Their platform is separation of church and state, which makes it sound really nice.
They just want to irritate, if you want to know the truth.
We're a Christian country, and so they don't have the right to alter that. They don't have the right to put their monstrosity in the state capitol.
But do we really want to believe there's no consequence for God?
There is this individual that has like a previous conviction for planning, you know, mass shootings. Mm-hmm. And our anonymous sources have said that he will definitely be there, and that is a concern.
And what happens if you see somebody that I don't see pulling some shit?
So we've got the outer team, which I think at this point is going to be 6 people. So they should see something first. Somebody's going to have to really get through 2 layers of people to get to you. That makes it very implausible. I don't think anybody else around here is really considered a target. So I think that's really all we're worried about.
This is the infancy of the Satanic Temple. In our own humble little way, we are changing the world. More and more as time goes on, people are seeing that we are a genuine movement. This would be very difficult to maintain if somewhere in any of our minds, those of us who are actively working on this, we didn't truly believe in every element of what we're doing. And to be doing this as anything other than an authentic expression of who we are, I just can't see doing that without being psychotic, which I guess is a theory.
It is out of not only Satanism, but patriotism that I am motivated to come to protest events, to have the pilgrimage, to visibly be a part of a declaration of those beliefs. That's an ancient human religious tradition. I mean, that's the pilgrimage.
I think it's a sense of duty to do this. I don't even feel like it's optional at this point.
You know, you see Christian theocracy just, you know, creeping itself into our government, you know, and they're not going to stop. They're just going to continue. And it is our duty as the adversary to stand up to this.
I could just go along and just be a quiet little secular individual like a lot of people do. I don't want to say the phrase like, this has given my life purpose, but I would say that this makes life fun.
Radical Satanism has its claws in the hearts of people across America, and I think that's something to pay attention to.
honors of religious liberty, I present to you Baphomet. Baphomet, on the same grounds as the Ten Commandments, does not represent a conflict, but a resolution. If Christianity abandons liberal democracy, it will have forfeited the future to Satan. To which I say, Hail Satan!
Satan never sleeps. He walks behind you through the night and through the day. Silently he creeps. He's always there to put temptation in your way. So if you're burning with desire, he'll find a way to fan the fire. Then in the embers of the flame, you'll have your foolish heart to blame. Oh, Satan has a plan. He's out to capture you in any way he can. Ever since the world began, he's tried to come between a woman and a man. And so no matter if you're great or small, he knows there's evil in us all. And that is why Satan never
And I do want to clarify, we actually had just somebody 2 seconds ago drive past asking us where this Satanic Temple statue is. Just to clarify, that was here just for the rally and was taken away when that rally was over. Now, currently, there is a lawsuit pending in federal court, the Satanic Temple claiming religious discrimination, while the state responding, calling the Satanic Temple a satire group.